The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hello, I'm Mattman.
And I'm Nine.
That was a fake radio voice you just used.
I did it on purpose, though.
And this is After Hours.
I thought it'd be fun.
With the Rise guys.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not going to comment on that. How's it going?
It's going good.
I let listeners bug the hell out of me. All right. No, I don't. I take one little thing, not even to heart, but I take it as a, you know, like the lady that called the show the other day. She's like, Matt, quit commenting every time Nine does one of his weird laughs. They're saying that I was annoying with that. And that one's kind of a new one you just debuted, but I'm not going to say a word. I swear to God.
Yeah, I get that. It's fun to laugh, though.
Yeah, it is. But you do have some very, very scary ones. To the point where... If it was in a complete blacked out room and I heard that, I'd shit everywhere.
Yeah, I probably would as well. Wait a minute, this is what happened to me earlier. I was laughing when I was coming up the stairs at the house. That's what happened.
Oh, and you did?
A little bit.
Oh man,
what? You can't win. You can't help it.
You almost say you can't win them all. Is that what you almost said?
You can't help it sometimes, you know?
I didn't know getting to the bathroom was really a victory, but hey, celebrate them.
Hey, the older you get, the more likely it is to become a victory.
That was awesome. Oh.
Oh, that one was bad there.
I want to make like a soundboard of your laughs. Like, I want a sad one. I want to, I'm real mad at you right now, laugh. A nervous laugh, all those.
Mm-hmm.
Many others.
I'm having a fun day. My stomach's still a little messed up. I'm troubled.
Oh, well, every day since I've known you, I've heard that. What are there any fun? One of the things I enjoyed last time we did this was not the numbers, but the different areas. In other words, any new towns we should say hello to? Areas?
Let me look real quick.
Geographically speaking, again, I'm going to pre-say thank you to the folks in Charlotte, North Carolina. You may know it as Crockett Country.
Mm-hmm.
You may know it as Flair Country. You may know it as the land of Earnhardt, although that's Kannapolis.
It is.
He doesn't probably want me to claim Charlotte for him. Maybe, though.
Let's see. Rangoon in Myanmar is...
Okay.
Somebody there might have just like discovered it and has downloaded a bunch of episodes.
Did anybody have the internet?
Well, I think it's worldwide now, man. That World Wide Web really is.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah. Oh.
Okay, so what's up, Myanmarians? Myanmartians.
That's what Myanmar. Yeah.
Myanmartians. You know that's just some kind of reroute. Some kind of whatever duck go. I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know any of that. I don't even have one of those. And again, my YouTube thinks I'm in Alabama.
Yeah. They do that sometimes.
Which goes to show you, this is a good point that why there's a good reason why you should market your local business with local radio, because this company can say, oh, yeah, you want to get specifically in this zip code? La, 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 la. I'm in Greenville, South Carolina, watching your ads, Alabama, so your dollars ain't going nowhere.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Nah, it's not working. Nope. The I can give you the list of countries.
Oh, it's okay.
That now it's interesting. It's the United States number one, then Myanmar, then Germany, then Italy, Jamaica, the UK, Australia, and one download last month from Cuba.
Wow. Now I wonder with the Germans if it's some folks who work at a automobile plant that went home or came here to do Undercover Boss, or when we did the episode where I heard the Germans yelling at each other and it sounded like they were about to fight. We did that episode.
Could be that.
Yeah.
Could be that. Or it could also be just military people.
That's thank you for your service and for listening to the show.
We've always had a lot, and I've always heard from people in Germany. It's usually American military.
Yeah.
I'm trying to see like the one city with the most downloads. I don't know what goes on there. I'm just looking to see.
I'm going to predict. I'm going to go. See, I don't know what, like, if is Simpsonville, does that count as Greenville, or is that its own when it comes to analytics? You know, like Greer versus Spartanburg. Or
those usually all just go into Greenville.
Yeah.
Greenville. Okay. There is a U.S. Army base right near that city. So that's what.
Oh, God bless. Man. Yeah. That meant, God, I wish I could convey the feeling in my chest right now. It's not the heartburn. It's that makes me feel very special.
It's neat, man. It's a cool thing because it's, you know, we like people go over there and we've heard it before. It's a little taste of home when you're far away.
Yeah. God, thank y'all so much. So much. If y'all can get stuff in the mail. God, I mean, this is 2024. What am I saying?
Yeah, they could get stuff in the mail. Like my mom used to send care packages to Desert Storm soldiers back in the day.
Well, I want to make sure it gets to our people. I mean, like, you know, I'm not talking about anything over in the Middle East. I'm talking about, you know, the people that are listening. Like, if you're listening to this and you're in the military, wherever you are, get in touch with us somehow. Give us your address. That's freaking awesome. God bless y'all.
We appreciate you, one and all.
I have so much respect for military people simply because I lay down and say, I could not do that. I absolutely could not do that.
I'll go a step further. I couldn't do it. And also
they wouldn't let you.
I wouldn't do it if they wanted me to.
Mm. Well, if there was a draft, I mean, you know.
I'm 40 with a bad back. I'm good.
Don't you think even then, like, you know, you can simplify it as much as like in South Carolina, you used to have to get your car and still like, I think North Carolina, you do get your car inspected. But if you knew a guy, you could just buy the sticker.
Yeah.
Did you buy your way out of going to NOM?
By Lord, yes.
Yeah. I mean,
plenty of like, people did.
Yeah. Oh, man. That's true.
But you had to, like, I think, again, you had to know people in order to buy your way out or whatever.
Yeah.
Even just being rich and not having connections, you couldn't just pay somebody off, I don't think.
And plus, just so this doesn't get demonetized or I'm spreading non-truths, they could also make it, like, maybe look like you did and then, like, you didn't. And
yeah.
You know, but just, you know, and you could even be president one day.
Mm-hmm. You sure could.
Own a baseball team.
Do a lot of things. Become an accomplished artist.
Hey, what?
You can become a decider.
I love the hell out of doing this podcast, and I also enjoyed the fact that, you know, we kind of sat down with no, not for lack of not caring, but just, most people, let's say you go into lunch with your buddy, or it's girls' night, you don't all text each other and say, All right. What are we going to talk about tonight?
Yes.
You don't sit down and say, what's up?
He's like, what's up?
What's up?
What's up? You do it like that. What's up?
So, what you got going on?
Oh, not much right now.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you told the story about almost not making it to the restroom. That's
well, I didn't. That's something happened.
Well, you know, yeah.
I've been thinking about stuff people don't know how to do.
Oh man, I'd love to get in that noodle and figure out what made that start.
I don't know where it came from.
Show? What could it have been?
I don't remember where it started. just something like outside of work hours.
Taping this on Tuesday. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right.
Sure.
Yeah, it's something happening in that other 19 and a half hours of the day, but I don't remember what got me thinking on it or what series of things. Probably a series of things got me thinking about that.
Well, I'm not making jokes. There's plenty that I don't know how to do.
Yeah, there's stuff I don't know how to do and stuff I'm just not good at, too.
Yeah. Remind me. I got something I'll hit in the next podcast about that. Talking about bettering yourself and learning things. I'm going to write a note down.
You expect me to remember something. What's wrong with you?
That's a good point.
the first one that had come to anybody's mind is that, like, all these people out here driving around in vehicles that have no idea how or what they're doing. That'd be the most obvious one is that.
Just
because the majority of people around here drive a vehicle and not that many of them, like, really know how or anything.
Well, the
laws on the road, the rules of the road, any of that. None of that. And that's part of knowing how to drive is knowing the damn rules of the road and the laws you got to follow on the road. That's part of, like, if you don't know that, you can't say you know how to drive because you don't.
Well, pardon. Here's the thing, though. It's also like, that's one of the fun little things I like to do is, first off, the worst drivers drive BMWs. There's no question. I made that comment on social media recently, and nary a person disagreed, and most people agreed, saying absolutely.
That's a common philosophy everywhere. A lot of those kind of have more regional, but no, that's one that's generally accepted everywhere in this country, I think.
I was thinking, like, maybe because I just see more of them around here, but I don't think they do that same program anymore.
You know what people with money, I've heard them before say BMWs are new money cars.
See?
I don't know. I don't have money. I can't speak to that. But they say BMWs are new money cars. If you got money, then you want a Mercedes or something instead.
Do they still? Okay. I mean, we're just asking. Do they still do that? Like, if you work there, you can, like, drive a BMW? Because, like, at the beginning, like, everybody was rolling. I just thought it took something that was very luxurious and, you know, somewhat rare, or is on a higher end. And then when you saw more people driving them around one particular area, it brought down to me, like, the social value, if that makes any sense, you know?
Maybe that might be local to here where that brings down the social value, because just, you know, dudes you work at the plant are driving around. I mean, they still gotta pay for them, and it ain't cheap.
Well, sure, I get that. Yeah, but we know somebody who had one, and it was surprising how affordable it was. Plus, they just took it out of his paycheck.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're like, hey, we'll just keep the money, and then we'll give you one of these program cars that is going to be a certified pre-owned when you get done with it.
Well, I mean, we laugh when we buy our headphones. Mm-hmm. And I'm glad, because I like picking out my own style and type.
Well, yeah, I'd much rather buy my own than have the company take it out of my paycheck and charge me three times for them.
That's a good point. Yeah. I get mine tailor-made. It's true.
Well, this guy, I'm looking to see how much it costs if you work there to lease. And there's various prices going around. You turn it in every 14,000 miles.
It's like, God, what was the... like, if you lived in Union, South Carolina, 10 years ago plus, and you saw somebody wearing Disney sweatsuits and Disney parka jackets and these big, expensive Disney clothes, you're going to be like, what the hell? And then word gets around, the Disney store is in our town now. Suddenly, mm-hmm. It's like, oh, nice Mickey Mouse sweater. It reminds you of work.
What is that place down there now? It was Disney, and is it Belk now, maybe? Belk Distribution Center?
I was thinking it was Adidas, but that's in Spartanburg. I'm not sure. I haven't been there, believe it or not, in a while.
It's been a few things since Disney left town, but yeah. It was just this influx of Disney clothes there. And now, one thing about it is that you have seen trash in the country wear Looney Tunes and Disney t-shirts your entire life.
Hey, you
especially
know what?
Especially women over 300 pounds. But God. But they didn't have like nice, crisp, new white ones. You know, they had like old gray ones with holes in them.
Oh, man.
They were dingy, and the screen printing had faded off because they watched the Tasmanian Devil too many times.
I'm texting you a picture right now that is going to make you laugh your no butt having ass off.
I'm trying not to slide out of this chair as I speak.
It's a picture of a picture, but it's a picture of my mom and dad that I've told you about before, and I've never like thought to take a picture of it, and I just sent it to you, but it goes along with what you just said.
I had a Taz shirt in the 90s.
This is my daddy wearing a Los Angeles Raiders, which he was not even a fan of, Tasmanian Devil shirt, kissing my mom.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Anyway, but yes, like that was Tweety Bird was the one I saw on the heavier set ladies. They seem to have a love affair with him. That or they'd been to Tweety City. I don't know.
The thing I noticed about this picture is your dad's wearing cargo shorts. I didn't know cargo shorts were around at this time.
Kiss my ass. That was only the 90s.
I didn't have any idea they existed then.
That shit, that stuff has been around since the 40s, since World War.
I never noticed, well, outside of like army pants, I never noticed like cargo shorts till I was well into my teens. I just had never seen them before.
You weirdo. You zooming in. Look at my mama's earrings now, Nine. Why are you looking at it?
I didn't look at those. I didn't notice them. I just said that's a cargo pocket. I didn't know they had cargo pants back then.
I'll put this picture. I hope that second picture isn't a sign of my future, but I think it already is. And then that first picture, that's my smile to a T. Like that looks like me standing there with my mom.
It does.
Freaking weird.
I'm not allowed. I'm legally not allowed to buy carpenter jeans.
Why? Because you're agnostic.
I'm not a carpenter.
Well, definitely not. Never mind. I ain't gonna make a Karen Carpenter joke. It's been too long. That's not even too soon. That's too long. People don't.
Yeah, that is a. That is just a man. You're just being mean to somebody who died a long time ago for no reason.
Of an awful, awful thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, see, that's why I am maturing as an adult. Even if I am the only one noticing, by God, it's a thing.
Let's see. Karen Carpenter's been dead for 41 years now.
God mighty, man.
Yeah, it's time we let the woman rest. I agree with you.
What a beautiful voice she had, though. Just a tragic loss, but beautiful voice. Beautiful.
A sad ending.
Yeah.
Oh, she was young. How old was she? She was 33 when she died.
Oh, no,
she was about to turn 33 when she died. She's 32.
Okay. I was about to say there's that number.
Yeah.
Yeah. What else? What can't people? Are you about to sneeze? Are you?
No, I thought I was. I'm good.
What are some of the other things we were talking about as far as like stuff people can't do that are, I'll tell you, I think a lot of reasons the banks wanted to work so hard, other than the two bullcrap reasons of we want to save the environment. The thing is, they want to save on paper. That's why they say that. So they want you to be paperless. But when you, I think the bank, part of the reason they did that was because people couldn't balance their checkbooks.
The one I was going to say was people can't make change. And that goes, obviously, if they can't do one, they can't do the other.
Yeah.
People who run a cash register for a living, some of them know what they're doing, but the vast majority of them would have no idea how to make that change. Like if you spent $31.64 and you gave them $32, they'd be clueless how to count back the change.
I know. And that's, again, that goes with the whole thing, or, you know, teachers, your mom would tell us is like, don't use the calculator. You're not going to know how to do that out there in the real world. But again, is that just living in an archaic time when, all right, you can do it with a calculator real quick. In their case, they could put something on their POS where it says, give them 5 pennies and a dime or whatever the hell it is. But
yeah,
you know, if you're, I think it's just good for the brain. It that's why the AI crap is not me. I would love to be able to make these fantasy weird ass pictures and all this stuff, make it look like Paris Mountain just exploded just for fun, crazy things like that. But it's just going to make people stupid as hell.
Yeah. Cause if it's AI, like, oh, I had a thought. Well, congratulations. You had a thought. That's all it was. You had a thought and you typed something or said, dictated something.
Exactly.
You didn't make this. You can't take any credit for this. The machine that'll be what makes the machines rise up against us as we start taking credit for all the, you didn't do anything. I did all the work. Man.
I know.
But that's the point that the teachers were getting at. We didn't quite understand, because it wasn't explained fully a lot of times. But you see it in practice when somebody all of a sudden, like if the register goes down, the screen on the register doesn't work anymore. Suddenly they don't know how to make change because it didn't tell them how much to give you back. And they just don't know or don't trust themselves.
I think when it comes down to everything, like math is probably, like if they said, okay, you failed English, You failed science. You failed history. But you passed math. I say let them graduate. Because that's really when it gets down to it as far as day-to-day. That's all you need.
You can be an engineer with that. Congratulations. You're going to be a great engineer.
And somebody that ain't going to hold up the damn line at Walmart.
Yeah. Yeah. But typically, if you're able to do math, you're able to, like, read and write pretty decent, you know?
It adds to everything. I mean, it's the universal language.
It is. It is.
Like 69.
Minus 7.
Always be a 9.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I agree with you on that. Yeah, balancing checkbooks and making change. That's funny because we both went the same direction basically with it. Thinking about things that we've observed people not knowing how to do.
Because let's look at this. This was a thought I had in the shower last night. Not that thought, but another thought I was having was if you look at any disassociation or any kind of dispute right now in this world, you get down to the morsel of it, it's money. It will be, and that's the way it is. Every little bit, every disagreement will come down to money. And if you give me one, don't go too hard on me because this will be my first one live. But I think I can do it because I did it. And I was like, holy crap. It literally goes – the problem is money.
Yeah.
With everything.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of it boils down to money. Though a lot of it is now people arguing about other people's money.
Well, or our money we're giving them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Something like that. Or if, like, for instance, you know, a certain country, we won't name any. You can Google things. You know, says, hey, you woke up this morning. Our money isn't a thing anymore. We're making this different kind of money now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in our country, we get all upset for them. Meanwhile, we're just sitting there looking away while they're just got that print machine just smoking. It's going so damn fast right now.
It's on fire.
That's the best job to have in America is working on the print machines at the Federal Reserve.
Get a job at a mint somewhere?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I know that's right.
I think there's a lot of that comes from we don't know how to disagree anymore. We also don't know how to shut up ever. We don't know how to just what? We don't know how to not say something. We don't know how to just have a thought and not puke it out.
Yeah, but that combined with the social or societal stigmas of not ever speaking your mind. You know, if somebody says, hey, what do you think about this? I'd rather not. Let's have a good evening tonight. You know, let's not talk about this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't have to wear it on your sleeve or post about it every day on social media. But if asked, you should feel the acceptance of disagreeing and agreeing, like you say, because otherwise, what is communicating anymore?
Yeah, to the point you just made, you know, something we've also forgotten how to do is we feel like we have to have an opinion on this. We have to have some opinion one side or the other, one way or the other. You can't just say, man, I don't really give a shit. When the truth is about 99% of the things you argue with people about on the internet is you don't really care.
You know,
you don't give a damn.
If again, you're right. And I got a burp. Because I could give a great example right now, and it wouldn't burn you, but it would burn so many, and it would burn my own thoughts about stuff. But I can look, not everything. I'm not 100% at it, but I can look at situations a lot better now and remove myself from them, mm-hmm. and then say, all right, like. If you want to get down to it, you shouldn't even have an opinion about that. But if you do have an opinion here around where you live, you kind of dismissing the same thing. But because the news brings it up, God, that's an excellent thing. When you used to watch the news, you watched the news Yeah. But now it turns into, all right, give us your comments on our Facebook.
Because we're farming engagement and you're a dumb sheep falling for it.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
God.
They're just farming engagement to get ad dollars in different streams.
Oh,
and it,
man.
That's all it is. But
meanwhile, just tearing the country
when you just
apart.
See people posting on Facebook or X or TikTok videos or whatever. You see it, and you're like, well, they have opinions on it. What do I think about it? Because we're stupid. We're dumb. We're all sheep.
You know, I probably, I mean, you got to realize we've been on the internet a long, long time.
Yeah.
I mean, as far as, you know, since, I mean, I don't know about you, but I got that day one-ish going on here.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure you too. But there's definitely times when I would give my opinion where not needed or even asked.
Oh,
but,
yeah. The reason I can say this because I'm guilty of doing it in the past.
Yeah. But, like, after a while, you just, you know, it's, there's just certain levels of things. I feel like, again, if you want to, I love in America that we have freedom of speech, but with that, there is a lot of responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, I would love to go into a theater and scream fire just for fun, but I can't.
Yeah, I don't really care to do it anyway.
Just
really.
For fun. I'd like to have a camera on the audience to get their reaction, and then the lights would come on and say, ha-ha, joke. Now, back to the movie. But I would, that's a federal crime, dude.
Well, meanwhile, now it's stadium-style seating, so Grandpa's at the bottom of the stairs with a broke neck.
Dang it.
Yeah, that's the danger now in the stadium-style seating. Somebody's going to fall down the stairs and die.
I was making a dumb joke, but the original thought is, yes, you can have freedom of speech, but you have to deal with the consequences. And that doesn't mean always like physicalities. Like you could say this and somebody's going to punch you right in the damn nose.
Yeah.
I mean, that could happen, but it could also mean you're going to, people who are not very thick skinned may disassociate with you because they would be like, well, I don't know how to defend the way I feel about this. And I don't want to hang around them because they're going to school me when it comes up. You know it happens. Absolutely, it happens.
Yeah. But another thing about that is something you learned in school, and it's something they weaponize against us definitely. You know, you have that desire to give the right answer. Well, now we're giving away our own freedom of speech because we post these things on public forums like X and stuff for people to see. And a lot, like we were talking the other day in a news story that Paige did on the show about how a lot of young people, the younger generations, like the younger you go, the higher the likelihood, the higher percentage of them who say they have a different persona in real life and online, because online they're trying to give the right answer a lot of times, I think. What answer is right? What answer is acceptable by their friend group, the group of people who are going to see this? And they can be on either side of the aisle politically or anything else for that matter, but they're trying to give the right answer, the one that their audience, be it their friends, their family, their friends, whoever, the one their audience already agrees with. Like you're trying to give the right answer, not what you think. You're just trying to do what the majority of people who see it are going to agree with.
And I think we've all been there. I mean, I still have, and I don't, I mean, the likelihood of them getting to this is slim to none if any of my cousins or whoever tells them. But I have a certain family member. It's not my mother. She's not on Instagram, but I have a certain family member I blocked from my story. Just because, on my story, I might put some of the more mischievous weekend activities, things.
Yeah.
Such as. And I don't want her just to ask questions, or him, you know,
them,
whoever they are.
Yeah.
So, but that's more of just a respect kind of thing where I accidentally cussed around my mom at the hospital, no less. Mm-hmm. But I think she gave me a free pass because it was a climactic time.
It was a stressful moment. Yeah.
Yes.
Do any of that stuff we just talked about.
Well, I was just sitting here thinking like, this has been like way deeper than I thought it would go, but they always seem to like,
they do have a way of doing that once we get rolling on something, man.
Yeah. That's hard to do. Like on, I mean, it's no slight, but like on, you know, 12, 15 minute intervals in the mornings.
Uh-huh.
you know.
Yeah. Man, anything can be a skill, really, like, or not a skill, or a lack of skill. Like, my dad passed down to me his knowledge and his ability to buy good used cars. I've never bought, I bought one new car in my life. Every other one has been used, and they've all been good vehicles. I've never had a crap lemon vehicle, not once in my life. I've done great at that. And it's because all the stuff my dad taught me about buying cars. It's very simple what he did to look at them and check them out, but it never failed him, and it don't fail me. But a lot of people don't have that. And of course, now I just asked Joe Marzucco like what he recommends.
I thought you were going to do a check your tailpipe joke.
Oh, no, I wasn't doing that. It's just something that you see people who like get stuck with a crap car and then another one, then another one, then another one. They're like, well, I could have told you it was a crap car. You bought something you shouldn't have bought. You shouldn't
look
have bought
at this,
that
look
type
at,
of vehicle with 150,000 miles on it. They don't last that long.
Look at the video screen right now and mouth the name of who I think you're thinking about.
I don't. It's nobody. Not anybody you would
okay.
know.
But I'm okay. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
But I'm sure there's. I'm trying to think who you're thinking.
No, it's okay. You just said one that somebody bought. It doesn't matter.
Oh.
Yeah, I saw.
Are you thinking about this guy?
Yeah.
You were thinking about him?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Not with the mileage, but just more of, this seems to be like, go to the lot and just buy something that day with Yeah, okay.
And not take advantage of resources you may have to make this easier on yourself. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's the big one. You have resources that make this a lot simpler for you, but you choose not to use those resources for some reason.
You know, we're getting better at reading the lips.
We are.
Yeah.
Well, these shorts are tight.
Hey, I'm Matt Man.
I'm Nine.
And this has been
After Hours
with the Rise Guys. Thank you.